Hi, it's Mike. It's Mike Hogan here on Audio Boo. And this is my audio podcast for day 10 of the 2016 February Audio Boo Challenge. Hosted by the delightful and lovely Sassy Cat. Anyway, let's get to the biz for today. And the biz for today is movies. Give me a sec till I get moving again. I've got some loads of things in my backpack and in my arms, so it's difficult. Movies. So, what was the last movie you watched? Well, you know, I listened to Cat relate this morning and that February piece of audio she puts up for us. What was the last movie you watched? I take it you mean just what was the last movie you watched, as opposed to what was the last movie you watched at the movies? Because I wouldn't be able to tell you what one I watched last at the movies. Can't remember the last time me and my wife were at the movies. Sitting in the back row. Yeah, that was a while ago. About dreams. Anyway, the last movie that I watched along with my wife was on the telly the other night there. Just actually 2 or 3 nights ago. Hiya. And it was, oh dear, somebody's not happy. Yeah, God, greeting Wayne's. Was a film called The Assassins. And it featured, oh my God, mine's went blank now. Him who he played Rocky. Oh my God, that's shocking. Anyway, that guy, he'll come to me. And Antonio Banderas. Now, how can I remember Antonio Banderas' name? Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, it came. Oh, dear God, shoot me now. Anyway, Assassins. Made a while ago, while both of them were quite young. I can't remember the year, but made in such a year that let's just say that the computer screens that they were using to download their hits, because they were assassins, were about 12 to 14 inch cathode ray screens. And the icons were ancient and the download speeds were in kilobytes per second. And they used floppy disks. Give you an indication of when that movie was made. Just a load of hookum, to be honest with you. What's his name again? Stallone played the cool, calm and a very, very smooth and efficient assassin. Did it by his own book, of course, but never seemed to get fazed. Everything was done calmly and organised. But his nemesis came along in the form of Antonio Banderas. Long, scraggly hair and an absolute wild card. A maniac, a nutter, nothing. He killed for the sake of killing, killed anybody that got in the road, didn't matter who the hell it was. Totally unprofessional for an assassin, and yet he was running himself up to get rid of Sylvester Stallone and become the number one assassin. He'd never have done it because he just had no... yeah, I suppose they do. Can an assassin have ethics? But anyway, that was the scene, you know, that along come the new boy, hot-headed, blazing guns, doing everything he could, laughing like a madman at times, possessed, while all the time Stallone was extremely calm in his lovely suit. Anyway, as I said, it was just a load of hookum. And of course, the obligatory lovely young girl lady to fill in the middle part of the sandwich, as it were. But of course, Stallone was always the ever gentleman in his role there. Banderas, well, he never got a look in the first place anyway, because he was such a horrible character that she didn't even fancy him at all. So, a load of rubbish. No, it wasn't a load of rubbish. It was fun to watch because my attitude to this is don't take everything too seriously, especially when the script is just a load of rubbish. Especially when, at the end, when he's finally defeated, but not killed, Banderas, they make a pact of peace to leave each other alone, because Stallone was going to retire, and Banderas could have, you know, the big chair, as it were. So, as he walked away, he handed Banderas a gun with a silencer and one bullet in it, as a token, a gesture, as it were, of goodwill that he trusted him. And as soon as Stallone turned his back, Banderas lifted the gun, cocked the trigger, and of course Stallone then knew that he wasn't to be trusted at all, and he was going to kill him. But he was lucky, because the girl who was facing Stallone put her sunglasses back on so that Stallone could see the reflection in the glasses and see exactly where Banderas was standing, and fired his gun, his other gun, out through the back of his jacket and popped him right into his chest. Brilliant ending. Not. That'll do for me. Okay, there you go. Next one. What's your favourite quotes, as it were, sayings from movies? Well, how about "Get off your horse and drink your milk"? John Wayne, famous one. Who else? I'm trying to think now. There's so many. My God. There was Kenneth Williams in the Carry On movies and Carry On Cleo when he shouted, "Infamy, infamy, they've all got it, infamy." Brilliant stuff. Oh, Groucho Marx, what about Groucho Marx? Yeah. I'd never become a member of a club. I'd never join a club that I was a member of. Brilliant. A guy was a genius, an absolute genius. Could go on dozens, hundreds, if you like. Not that I'll remember them, of course. But the one that I really liked, and it came from, or it comes from, one of my all-time absolute favourite movies, and that's Blade Runner, Harrison Ford, Rutger Hauer, try to remember other characters. A fantastic movie, and I've got about three versions of this, including the director's cut 3CD, or 3DVD, I should say, boxed edition that my wife got me for a birthday or Christmas. They haven't even opened that yet. So my one of my all-time favourite movies, and it's Rutger Hauer. It's the poignant part in the movie where he realises finally he's doomed. I think it's just shortly after he puts his head through the wall. Grabs Harrison Ford. Brilliant movie, brilliant. I need to watch that again now. And he says something like, all these moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. I just think that's a brilliant quote, isn't it? All these moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. Super, super. Anyway, so that was that. I guess that'd be one of my favourite, probably about my favourite quote of all. The next part is, who's your favourite villain? God, that's a hard one. Who's my favourite villain? Honestly, villains. You know, I kind of like villains. Might sound daft, but I actually kind of like villains, because, you know, at the end of the day, the sign of a good actor is that you could watch them in a movie one week and they could be in a movie where they're the good guy or good girl or gal. And the following week they could be in a different movie where they're a horrible person, you know, a real villain. And you're like, God, I don't like them, I hate them. I hope he gets him at the end. And that's the sign of a good actor. And so I tend not to have favourite roles. I actually have favourite actors. Now, we were watching something again the other night there. I can't remember what it was now. It'll come to me. Maybe it'll come to me. And it was a character in it. And I remember saying to my wife, you know, that's not a typical role for that person. But they're so bloody convincing, you know, that I actually don't like them in that particular part, you know, because they were a nasty piece of work. And that's the reflection on the actor, which I think is great stuff. So I'm trying to think if I have anybody. If you're talking about the character, in other words, you know, even the character. I mean, how many films have I watched where there's been a horrible villain in it? I honestly don't know. so many. So I don't really have a favourite villain, but there are people out there who are can play a classic villain, in other words. And so in that sense, you know, that could apply. But, oh God, now you've got me cut. I can't get one now. I can't think of one. But then again, as I said, that's the actor. I'd always admire an actor. And I'm using the word actor to include actresses, of course, that can play, you know, multiple parts. Good guy, comedy, an absolute dastardly villain. No, I'm sorry. I'm lost with that one. I'll have to go. And as soon as I go and get in the house, I remember a horrible person, a character that I don't really like. But actually, I suppose I could have a favourite villain, because if I said that whoever played it doesn't matter, but the character was a fantastic villain. I suppose. But I can't think of one, I'm sorry. So that's about it for me. Put this down to pause the recording or stop recording. So, great subject. I could talk about movies all day, because I do love movies and actors, etc. And the music that goes with them. That could have been in that one as well, Kat. What's your favourite music from the movies? Or maybe it's coming up further down the line in February. Okay, cheerio bye then now.